This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt-rock, with classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, facing a deficiency of exciting indie new releases, we instead check out some of the greatest indie rock songs released in the year 2000, 25 years on. We start with a perfect piece of jangly indie rock, it's Teenage Fan Club. Welcome to episode 195 of A Sonic Youth. This week, a look at some of the greatest tracks released in the year 2000. And starting us off was Scottish alt-rock legends Teenage Fan Club, with the standout track I Need Direction from their 2000 album Howdy. Teenage Fan Club's first album was 1990s grungy alt-rocker A Catholic Education. Their third studio album, released just a year later, bandwagon-esque, was their most critically successful, with Spin placing it above Nevermind and Loveless on their end-of-year albums list. The band has now released 12 studio albums, the latest coming in 2023, and remain a commercially underappreciated yet highly respected group. And while Teenage Fanclub released a good helping of great music on those other releases, it's the Gerard Love-penned pop magic of I Need Direction that always shines the brightest to me. On to our next song from the year 2000, and it comes from the criminally underrated debut album from J Mascis and The Fog. J Mascis is, of course, the lead singer-songwriter and guitarist of essential alt-rock band Dinosaur Jr. Arguably, the definitive Dinosaur Jr. album was 1988's Bug. It was shortly after that release, the bassist and occasional songwriter Lou Barlow left the band. Drummer Murph left the band in 1992. Subsequently, Dinosaur Jr.'s next four records were effectively J Mascis' solo albums, at least in the studio. Dinosaur Jr., as we know, reformed in 2005 with Mascis, Murph, and Barlow, and since released another five excellent studio records. Lou Barlow, of course, went to front the band Sebado, and post the reformation of Dinosaur Jr., Mascis began his impressive solo career. But few seem to be as aware of J Mascis plus The Fog. After 1997's Dinosaur Jr. record Handed Over, the last before the reformation, Mascis released two records with The Fog, and these two were pretty much Mascis solo releases, but with a full band sound. Free So Free came in 2002, but the best record was 2000's More Light, and here's the best song from it. To me, Where'd You Go is as good as any Dinosaur Jr. song of the 90s, and perhaps has my favourite guitar solo from Mascis. The Hendrix of alt rock. You're listening to A Sonic Youth, and that was Jay Maskus and The Fog with Where'd You Go? I think we need another song. The record's opening track, Same Day, sees Maskus at his poppiest. It's full of sunny hooks but doesn't lack any guitar noise. Here's Same Day. I woke up was Jay Maskus and The Fog with Same Day. Next up, a band you surely have never heard of. It's the brilliantly named Swearing at Motorists and their 2000 album Number 7 Uptown. Swearing at Motorists formed in Dayton, Ohio in 1995 with Dave Dugman and Martin Boters, the two consistent members, although their past members list stretches beyond 40. I'm playing the song Flying Pizza, written about an unpleasant meeting with an old acquaintance at a Dayton, Ohio pizza restaurant. The track has more of that slacker indie sound. Other tracks on the record are a bit grungier, a bit more rock and roll. Another highlight is the second track, Inadvertent Christmas Song, which evokes the likes of Uncle Tupelo. Other tracks remind me of a less refined Jason Molina, with their melancholic old country sound. Here's Flying Pizza.
On the way downtown, I saw you looking real good, looking the other way.
I'm Oliver Gray. This is a Sonic Youth, and that was Swearing at Motorists with Flying Pizza. Our next great track from a great 2000 album is alt country legends The Jayhawks and the song Smile from the album of the same name. The story of The Jayhawks is centered around the relationship between singer-songwriter and founding member Mark Olson and singer-songwriter Gary Loris. While Loris has been a steady member of the band since he joined a couple of years after its formation, Olson has come and gone. The relationship has been fraught at times, but when they both lend their voices and songwriting to the band, the result is excellent. This is most evident on the group's best album, 2011's Mockingbird Time, on which Olson returned for the first time after leaving the band in 1996. 2000's Smile was the band's sixth record, following up my second favourite Jayhawks record, the more rock and roll Sound of Lies. Like pretty much all Jayhawks records, Smile has sunny alt-country brilliance one after the other, but it's the title track Smile that stands tallest on the record.
Chin up, chin up, you don't really have a problem. Chin up, chin up, in your hour of despair. And smile now when you're down and out. Find something inside. Smile now when you're down and out. Find something inside. Smile.
Was The Jayhawks and Smile. Our final two tracks come from perhaps my favourite album from the year 2000, Granddaddy's beautiful concept album, The Software Slump. Forming in 1992 in Modesto, California, Granddaddy is led by singer-songwriter Jason Lytle. Their debut label-released album was 1997's Under the Western Freeway, and in May 2000 they followed that up with The Software Slump. The Software Slump is just a beautiful record, one that really needs to be listened to in full. It touches on many concepts to do with modern technology and the loss of art and the human beauty. It's an album as relevant today as it was back then. All tracks are really standout tracks, but some of the most interesting include He's Simple, He's Dumb, He's the Pilot, a dystopian, darker version of Bowie's Space Oddity. And Jed the Humanoid. It's about a robot who is forgotten by his creators, such as the pace of technology, and begins to drink himself to death. Perhaps the darkest track is Miner at the Dial of You, about a miner on perhaps the moon who uses a Google Earth-like technology to check in on his family back home, and slowly loses track of them as they move on with their lives. I can't recommend this album highly enough, and I took a deeper dive into it on episode 105, as well as the previous record on episode 103, so make sure to seek those out. A song. This one doesn't fit sonically with the rest of the record, with its heavy rock sound. It's about a disillusioned office worker. Here's Charts and Graphs. That was Granddaddy with Charts and Graphs. A section of one more Software Slump song to end the episode. The Crystal Lake is a song about the high hopes of leaving a rural hometown, only to be faced with the stark reality of disillusionment with city life. Yeah. Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. For more episodes, visit freefm.org.nz or search A Sonic Youth on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and on the accessmedia.nz app. Also, follow me on Instagram and Facebook at A Sonic Youth Podcast.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.